Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you are tuning in hoping to hear the melodic tones of Fred Penny, the soothing voice of Fred Penny, the voice that says, I know what I'm doing, and I do it pretty well. Well, you get me and Denise, because Fred's on assignment today. So, Fred, we'll see you when you get back next week. Todd Kuhn and Denise Dirks filling in, trying to fill in admirably for Fred Penny. We just do the best we can. Those are pretty big shoes to fill. Behind the glass, Cal Hunter. Cal, how are you?
Well, as you can tell, I've been better, but I've also been worse. Hanging in there, doing well, enjoying a beautiful Northern California morning where for some reason my allergies took off and I about sneezed half of my left brain out.
I've been sneezing all morning.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know what's going on out there. It must be the wind.
Well, as long as we can still take advantage of the right brain, then we're fine, right?
And my power's back on at my radio stations in Red Bluff. That's good news. We were off for 4 days.
Now, for those of you that don't know, last year, there were the wildfires in California, and it was determined that some of those wildfires, or the epicenter with a lot of them, or the big one, was as a result of a downed line by PG&E.
Yeah, it was actually two fires that started simultaneously and joined together, both the result of PG&E outdated equipment.
Pacific Gas and Electric Company.
Yes. And so one of the things that's happening, and we all got notices, those of us who are on the PG&E power grid got notices, that as we are getting into the high usage, high wind section, they are now going to start shutting down power and have shut down power to certain areas in an effort to, if that's an area where they think that lines might be down or they see activity spiking because of weather changes and things like that, they'll shut down the power to that area till the weather subsides and then turn it back on so that if one of their poles gets knocked over, something happens, it doesn't start another fire that goes and wipes out an entire town, as happened with Paradise, California. It's one of those things. It's not a blackout based on usage, per se. It's a blackout based upon just the fear that a natural disaster could happen.
And a legal compromise and a bill signed into law by the latest governor to preside over a bunch of blackouts. That would be Gavin Newsom. It was, who was the one who was, Gray Davis was the last one. We got gray outs because of deregulation.
And look, so you were out of power for 4 days.
People in Red Bluff, California were out for 4 days. People in surrounding environs, sometimes longer, some less. Chico, of course, very near to Paradise.
I read a report yesterday, tragically, in El Dorado County, which is close to where we are. There was the power was shut down, and there was an individual who was on oxygen and was unable to get to his emergency tank and died within 15 minutes of the power going out because he could not get to the oxygen that he had. So that stuff is going on. But I do also want to say PG&E, the power company, gave people plenty of notice. I mean, I received notice that this could happen easily a week in advance of it happening.
Yeah, ironically, they ran commercials on the radio stations that they knocked off the air.
Yes.
Yeah, they were giving them the ability to contact them via the Internet when people don't have electricity.
How are you going to do that?
Yeah, I remember seeing that in hurricane coverage where they said, if you're watching this in hurricane area, please go to this. It's like, well, if you're in a hurricane area, your TV's knocked out, so I don't think you're going to be able to get the notice. But, hey, you met your obligations. So, but glad you're here. Glad things are back up and running.
But that raises the whole pile of legal questions I was hoping we would discuss sometime, maybe not today, perhaps in a future time. When a judge says, look, this is what I'm telling you, this is one of the things you're going to have to do when you get in a high fire danger time. You're going to do this. What does a judge know about it, honestly? What qualifies them to be an electrical system operator? Because if you saw the damage and harm that was done economically to these little tiny communities, restaurants letting food rot in their freezers, you know, gas stations not being able to pump gasoline, convenience stores, no ice, they can't sell ice to people who really need it. You know, they can't run their point of sale systems. I just keep wondering to myself when I look at this, how is this a wise solution?
When somebody dying because they didn't get their oxygen?
Right, yeah. That's my point.
Yeah.
Whereas proper system maintenance, proper system design would probably have eliminated all of this. What were you going to say, Todd? I'm
sorry. Well, just generally, and I do think this is an important thing that we can talk about in the future, but this raises an interesting aspect of, in my opinion, judicial decisions and when judges say things like this, when the Supreme Court makes a decision in anything. One thing that folks need to remember is that oftentimes, I would probably say most of the time, the judge is not coming up with the solution on their own, on his or her own, just out of thin air. This is the way it should be. Most of the time, the judge is siding with an argument that's been made by one of the two people that are before him or her.
So he's in a binary environment.
Yeah.
In effect.
They can go for precedents and look at stare decisis and,
sure,
and that stuff. So it's not completely binary, but for the most part.
I'll give you an example. Do you remember back when Obamacare was challenged to the Supreme Court? And what was it? Justice Roberts determined that it was, what, a penalty, not a tax?
Right.
Yes.
Okay, so Justice Roberts determined that it was a penalty, not a tax. And people are like, where did he come up with that one? And Roberts created this out of thin air and all that. Well, even the Obama administration, which I found ironic, was saying he got it wrong. It's a tax, not a penalty. They said he got it wrong. Well, I went back and read the legal briefs, the arguments made by counsel for both sides before the Supreme Court. And the lawyers for the Obama administration in support of Obamacare argued that it was a penalty, not a tax. They argued, and Justice Roberts didn't come up with this out of thin air. He read the briefs. He read what they said, did all that.
Yeah,
did his legal analysis and said, essentially, I agree with you. This is what it is.
Yeah, because you can't. The judges don't want to presume something that is not legal or not permissible. If they find a legal permissible reason and a very justifiable reason for it, they're gonna you know, favor that side.
And let's think about what they are. The name is, they are judges. They're judging between two arguments that are being presented, two positions that are being presented to them, and deciding which one they want to go with. So with the PG&E thing, with this, I would be willing to bet, if I was a betting person, money that if you were in the chambers and read the briefs and argument, that one side argued, judge, this is what should be done, and put forth the whatever reasoning from experts and all that to say, this is what should be done. And the judge said, okay, I'm going to order that.
Yeah. In fact, I think they were ordered to come up with a plan. So
yes,
maybe Pacific Gas Electric's own plan that they're following.
Yes. But, you know, I remember this. Again, you raise a great point. There's a judge in the jurisdiction that I practice in, and specifically with regard to DUIs, will lecture defendants. And personally, love it when this happens. Because drinking and driving is very dangerous, like Russian roulette. You can get home okay, or you can get in an accident and kill somebody.
One of the dumbest things on the planet that mankind can do. Right.
And people reach an agreement, and you want to do this, and the lawyers fight back and forth. And every once in a while, this judge will stop and look at the defendant, and look at the defense attorney and the prosecutor, and say, this is all well and good, but, sir, what happens if you go and drink and then get behind the wheel and kill some 5-year-old kid? Nobody's going to come back and say, what did the defense attorney do? Or what did the prosecutor? They're going to come back and say, what did the judge do? That's why I have to determine this. So don't put me in a position where I have to make a decision that's not based on solid evidence.
We'll be back with Case or No Case. We're looking forward to that, Cal. And
thank
if you want to call in at 855-529-7234. That's 855-LAW-RADIO. Or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Email us at info@radiolawtalk.com.
If you stay right there, Radio Law Talk will continue right after this.
All advertising. advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic to schedule your appointment.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PENNEYLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
Just something magical about the way they say that, isn't it?
It is. It is. If you pay my fee, and I suppose I need to say this, you know, because early on in Radio Law Talk, we've been doing this for over 2 years. You know that?
Yes, start a third.
Yeah, going on 2.5 years here. And I remember making the state in jest two statements. If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. And the other one, I'll litigate to your last nickel. Folks, those were said in jest.
Show me the money.
Yes, quite frankly, I find that as an attorney, it goes a lot better for me if I don't charge for legal work that I don't honestly believe that I did. And by that I mean, I could charge somebody a flat fee for a DUI, right? You know, it's $2,500, I'll hand you your DUI. And we show up to the arraignment and the DA says, well, here's the offer I'm going to make and I know that there's not a whole lot I can do there. Yeah, if my client goes ahead and wants to plead to that and I recommend that, I'm not going to charge him the full $2,500. I just don't feel comfortable with that personally. And so I'm not like that. It's not the just want to make sure people know I'm not as,
All right, let's
whatever,
get on. Let's
whatever.
Move on. I want to hear.
I feel like I'm doing my mea culpas and confessions here.
I think Denise wants the chance to get some points back here.
Yes.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
I want to make it very clear many times case or no case is simply has no relationship to any person or incident, living or dead, actual or fake. They may be made up. They may be real. They may not. That's the whole point here. And so now I take you to New Jersey, where it is said that, hey, homicides are common. It happens. You know, bullets fly to hit people, right?
Can I get extra points if I do my answer with a Jersey accent?
Only if it's a really good one.
Okay, all right.
Okay. So one night, Al Bigfoot Mulrooney and his pal Pauline Crab Cakes Bruno Brunderson had a job to do. So they went to a guy whom their associate said needed to be rubbed out, and they did their nasty work. They donned their bulletproof vests and went to Frankie Vestucchio's house and rubbed him out. Vestucchi or Vesti's wife, Dolores, saw the whole thing and called the cops, identifying the killers, even the car they were driving. She also told the police she could identify them because they were wearing bulletproof vests. And the police said, okay, when we get these guys, we're going to put in a special enhancement on the homicide charges. And so Todd Kunin, since Denise had the privilege of going first last time, let me tell you, this is a double points, case or no case. And so I ask you, case or no case, and what's the outcome? What's the little rub here that I'm not telling you about?
So, let me get this straight here.
Bigfoot
and Crab Cakes are going to go take out Frankie V.
Yeah.
They get there, they go ahead, they take him, and Frankie V's missus,
She's seen the whole thing, Todd.
Seen the whole thing. These guys, they're wearing the bulletproof vests, right?
Yeah.
And as a result, in addition to whatever crime, whatever punishment they get for the crime, there's also an enhancement for wearing the flak jacket, if you will, right? That's what you're saying.
Hmm. That's certainly possible.
So the question is there an enhancement for the flak jacket?
Okay. What would the enhancement be? I guess that's the question.
I have no idea. I don't know. Wearing clothes out of season, wearing white after Labor Day, whatever. Wearing a Speedo to a family reunion,
That's bad.
So a bulletproof Speedo nonetheless.
My family will never forget when I did that anyway. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yes, especially because you wore it backwards. It was really unpleasant. Yeah, all right, whatever. Okay, so that's probably enough of that. So I'm not aware of an enhancement for wearing a bulletproof vest. I'm aware of enhancements if you use an assault weapon in the case of a crime. I'm aware of enhancements if you use a weapon in the brandishing a weapon during the commission of a crime. Certainly this is a commission of a crime, taking somebody in murder and whatnot. And then there's the question about how did she know they were wearing bulletproof vests if they had clothes on under, whatever. So I'm going to say that this is an actual scenario. I think the missus actually said all of this. But I do not believe that they could get any enhancement for the vests. I guess that's the answer to your question there, Mr. Hunter.
Miss Dirks, what say you, madam?
No case.
Oh, brother.
No case.
And she's answering in two words now. Great.
Yeah.
Did I take you off?
No, I just... the names are too funny.
Well, okay.
I mean, in New Jersey, when was this kind of happening? It wasn't happening. If it was Chicago, it might be more believable.
You didn't see Jersey Shore with Mike the Situation, whatever his name was, and the abs, and, you know.
I tried to avoid that like the plague.
Yeah. Good call, Denise. I saw 15 seconds of it, and I thought, oh, Lord, there's 15 seconds. I'll never get back. Please forgive me for wasting my life.
Seriously, I really feel like I dodged a bullet there for this reason.
You had your special enhancement on.
Oh, brother. You know, Denise, you say those things, and it's like a softball, and I'm going, do I hit it?
Oh, that's so easy.
God.
That was so easy.
You know, the coach is giving me the take sign, and I'm like, I got to lay down a bunt here, but I want to hit that ball. Okay. And the reason I say that is when I was younger.
I didn't even know. There was never mind. Go ahead.
When I was just a little tyke, my family actually moved to New Jersey. We lived in Haddonfield, New Jersey, just
really?
across the river from Philadelphia.
Huh,
and we lived there until I was about 5 or 6 years old, and then change of employment. We came back.
Are you like just starting to get rid of time here?
Came back to the West Coast, but you know, I'm sitting there going, if things had worked out for Dad, my life could have been completely different. I would have been, you know, Toddy Two Shoes or whatever. But
Toddy Two Shoes with the silk suits.
Yeah, I tell you what, you know, I can make you a deal on a Rolex watch. It's not Rolex, it's Rolex, all right? Just want to make sure. It's not the real thing, but it looks like
that. Truck. What do you want me to do about it?
Yeah, hey, it stops, but it's correct at least twice a day. Come on, it's more accurate than any other watch. Cal, you going to tell us what this case or no case is when we come back from break?
Of course. I want to wait until then just to heighten the suspense. Denise wants to, I want to hear all about the special enhancement.
But yeah. Anyway.
Why, thank you.
I want the bulletproof Speedo.
Oh, man. Oh, man. There's lots more radio. Todd is biting his tongue. It's so hard. It's almost falling out of his mouth. We're going to take a break. We'll come right back. Thanks for turning us on here on Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station. And, of course, at RadioLawTalk.com. Stay tuned. The program continues just in a minute.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
Know someone with a drinking or drug?
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Turkey's military said it captured a key Syrian border town under heavy bombardment as its offensive against Kurdish fighters pressed into its fourth day with little sign of letting up despite mounting international criticism. Turkey's continued push into Syria comes days after U.S. President Donald Trump cleared the way for Turkey's air and ground offensive, pulling back U.S. forces from the area, saying he wanted to stop getting involved with endless wars. Trump's decision drew swift criticism that he was endangering regional stability and risking the lives of Syrian Kurdish allies. A heavy downpour and strong winds pounded Tokyo as a powerful typhoon, forecast to be Japan's worst in 6 decades, made landfall and passed over the capital, where streets, nearby beaches, and train stations had been long deserted. Store shelves were bare after people stocked up on water and food ahead of the typhoon, and a coastal earthquake of 5.8 on the Richter scale also rattled the area. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
But I got to tell you, Cal, I just got a message here from one of our listeners.
Oh, no.
It says,
Sorry.
Yeah, it says, I'm enjoying the Radio Law Talk comedy hour.
Oh.
Thank you. Yeah, we do talk law eventually, but.
We do?
Yeah, well,
I try to talk the law. I have to fight with my partner here.
Well, I'll see what, you know. I'm moldable. Okay, so.
Well, here's my view. It's only radio. If we can't have fun, what are we doing here? A little bit of fun.
Yeah.
All right, so the question is was about this homicide that took place in New Jersey, where Al Bigfoot Mulrooney and his pal Polly Crab Cakes Bruno Brunderson had a job to do. They went out to a guy whom their associates said needed to be rubbed out, and they did their nasty work. They put on their bulletproof vests and went to Frankie Vestuccio's house and rubbed out Frankie V. Vesti's wife, Dolores, saw the whole thing, called the cops, identifying the killers, the car they were driving. She said, you'll find them, they have bulletproof vests on. I asked if there was case or no case, and Todd said...
Well, I'm not going to try to change my thing here.
Okay,
nothing,
critical
but
score here. You have 28 points. Denise has 39. Fred Penny has 47.
I said it was a case, but there's no enhancement. It just occurred to me that Vestuccio bulletproof vest.
Now you're getting it.
Now it's called a way homer. You don't get it till you're on your way home, okay?
Denise, and you said?
I said it was no case.
Yeah, Denise.
Well, just flat
what?
Out.
There was no case because killing is, so those of you who say it is a case, that was Todd. So sorry, Todd.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that seems appropriate in light of the scenario, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes.
Yeah. In New Jersey, as if the killing wasn't bad enough, in New Jersey, it is against the law there is a special enhancement for murdering someone while wearing a bulletproof vest. There's a special enhancement.
I kind of like that, actually.
Yeah, me too. I don't know why.
All right. So does that mean I get +4 because it was double?
You get 4 points, and Todd didn't get any here.
I bet I know why there's an enhancement for wearing for murder while wearing a bulletproof vest.
I don't understand it, but why?
Okay, so what are the scenarios in which somebody would wear a bulletproof vest to commit a crime that is involving murder? Usually it's in a situation where, historically we've seen this, they go in, they want to do some mass thing, and they want to protect themselves against police intervention, taking them out by sniper or whatever, so that they can continue to commit the crime and do stuff. I can't imagine wearing a bulletproof vest to go and, you know, rub out some small time, whatever. So when you wear a bulletproof vest, it's because you, in all likelihood, are intending to commit a crime on a larger scale.
So a precursor to mayhem, you would say.
So, yes. So that makes sense for having the law.
Okay.
All right. Good explanation.
But it was an interesting scenario, though, don't you think?
It was very interesting. I appreciate the ability to lose more
points. When the cops come up and say, okay, I'm going to pull you over. What for? Well, you're wearing a bulletproof vest. Yeah, so, but you killed somebody, too. Oh.
Well.
Oh, that. And now, back, nothing funny about homicide, of course. And now back to Radio Law Talk, the show. Good job, you guys.
Thank you. Well, I guess sticking with the East Coast theme, two Rudy Giuliani associates linked to Ukrainian investigations have been indicted on campaign finance charges and were actually arrested at the airport upon returning from Ukraine.
They were here. They were here, and they had a one-way flight back to Ukraine.
Okay.
They had just had like a bunch of fun. They'd been out to dinner. They'd been to the White House a month before. They kind of like did a lot of
had their tourist visas probably.
Yes. They're both citizens.
U.S. citizens?
Yes. They're both U.S. citizens.
Wow.
That's why having one-way flights to Ukraine is really an important factor.
Red flag.
Yep.
Yes, they were arrested Wednesday.
No pun intended. Red flag. Get it. Okay, go ahead.
I don't get it.
I'm going to say pun intended.
Well, red, you know, Russian communist red flag. Well, never mind.
Whatever.
Okay,
mind.
All right.
So, yes, they were arrested at Dulles International Airport in Virginia. And what's going on here? What are they accused of doing? It's Parnas and Fruman.
Yeah, Fruman.
Fruman, and that's kind of an issue because one of the allegations is that he got around some of the finance forms because of a misspelling of his name. One was Fruman, and the other one was Furman. So that was, I remember reading one of those allegations there. But what happened? What's going on, Denise?
Well, this has already come out of the grand jury.
Yes.
So there's an indictment out of the grand jury, and this involves violating the Federal Election Commission laws. So we have what's called the Election Act. And the Election Act precludes foreign monies being contributed to any kind of federal campaign in the United States. There cannot be monies contributed under false names. There cannot be excessive monies contributed. So there's a cap on what can be contributed. So what these two individuals did is they actually, and it's called the Federal Election Campaign Act of 1971 as amended.
And just to make sure we understand, so no foreign money can come in, and of domestic money, there's a cap on what you can donate, right?
Yes.
That's basically what this is. And recently in the law, you've also heard about other things that you also can't accept any favors or things in kind that would help from foreign nationals. But this case here involves primarily just money, right?
No, not necessarily. There's kind of a twist to it, too.
Yeah.
It involves also trying to develop a business. So it's not just about finance money, but it's also about getting monies and even diverting some of that money, which is kind of an interesting thing. But what they did was they created their own little entity. They had a corporation, and that entity was collecting money from foreign nationals, from people in the United States, and they were giving that money to different campaigns, including one congressman, and they also gave it to a super PAC. $325,000 went to a super PAC, to pro-Trump super PAC, American First Action. And that exceeded both the quantity that they could contribute, and it also was improper because it was like using their company as a straw man.
Right,
if
and
you
in
will.
All fairness, I believe a similar thing happened under the Obama administration with a Chinese bundler who would go out and bundle up these big things and run them through private local companies and then made the donations to PACs and races that they favored.
Right, absolutely. And then these different entities that received it, you know, some of them are claiming now they're going to segregate it. They have it segregated out. They're not going to don't really know what they're going to do with it. Some have said they're going to give it to some kind of charity, but they can't do anything with it right now until this investigation is over. Right. And this investigation is big. This is not a small little investigation because you've got two foreign-born now citizens of the United States involving themselves with some Russian, and they just name it as Russian number one, and they haven't, like, named names yet, but they're getting really close to it. And certainly with regard to the one congressman, they did name the congressman's name. What is his name?
Well,
I'm forgetting his name for some reason.
Well, the interesting thing, you talk about that.
David Carreira, right?
But let's make sure. In the indictment does not mention the names. The indictment doesn't mention the name of the super PAC, the articles that we have. Because here's the thing. The indictment doesn't mention that. But then when you go to the FEC website and talk about contributions, for example, in the indictment it says that GEP, the name of their company, donated $325,000 to committee number one. Well, then somebody has to take the next step to go to the FEC website and find out, okay, who did GEP donate $325,000 to? Oh, it was America First, or whatever that one was. The same thing is true with getting the identity of the congressman. So the articles have gone and done the legwork to find out who that is, but the folks aren't necessarily named in the indictment. So we can identify them, but not because of what the indictment says. I think the thing that's interesting, if you've heard in the news recently this hubbub about the removal of the Ukrainian ambassador from the United States, right, that was removed recently, this indictment alleges that the influence from Ukrainians to these individuals to fund the PACs to get the money to support the congressman, I don't know why she swallowed the fly, I guess she'll die, it sounds like all that. When you follow all that, it was in small part, there are no small part, because they wanted the ambassador removed from Ukraine. And so,
that's right.
So the congressman appears to have played a part in that, maybe, but that's what's happening. The interesting thing from my standpoint is these two individuals are associates of Rudy Giuliani. We've heard recently the allegations that Giuliani, Barr, and Trump have been working in concert to dig up dirt on Joe Biden and what have you. The articles say that Barr knew about and knew that these folks were going to be arrested. We'll pick that up and talk about why that is significant when we come back from the break. But is there a chink in the armor of that trifecta? Who knows?
Oh, I think there is. There's got to be a connection.
Yeah.
And they came out today saying that Giuliani is part of the investigation.
Yeah.
That was the news this morning. So stay with us. Tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. We want to hear from you.
The trails of political intrigue take many a twist. We'll discuss it further when we come back here on Radio Law Talk. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Find us on the web at oa.org.
Todd has a kitty. Is this real life?
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
Yeah, I got a cat. What are you going to make of it? You know, Denise,
with a bulletproof vest.
She better have one. So, Rudy Giuliani made a statement after his associates were arrested. Made a statement where he was a little surprised the arrest had taken place, given that there was another matter that had yet to resolve that he said was essentially a civil matter. And at the break, we were talking about how this criminal case is tracking closely to what's going on there. What is this civil thing that's going on?
Well, I'm not sure what civil matter he's referring to, but there is some money that has been taken out and, how do I say that? A Russian national provided money, that money was then used to obtain influence with political candidates regarding policies to benefit a recreational marijuana business venture and to help obtain retail marijuana licenses. So the allegations in this suit look like that could be where the civil connection's involved, because it looks like a Russian national is trying to get in, trying to somehow produce marijuana and do it in a legal way, obtain licensing and all of that. And in order to do so, he's got to gain influence with candidates, with political candidates and with actual, you know, members of Congress and members of state legislatures perhaps as well.
So, yeah, but there was this... When I say civil matter, I guess anything not criminal, in my opinion,
right,
would be a civil matter. So Giuliani actually represents these two people. In that case, it was a civil matter, a non-criminal matter, still under the purview of the FEC, the Federal Elections Commission. And he represents them. That has yet to be resolved. That's why he said he was a little shocked that the arrest was made, because he viewed this as largely just a civil matter. But it'll be interesting to see where this goes going forward. You know, one thing that I think that we have seen recently, because in the past, and even Cal brought this up, there were some things that happened under the Obama administration with China and with stuff. We are seeing the Department of Justice really crack down on the influence of foreign nationals in anything related to the United States. There's been an increase. I mean, look, the failure to register as a foreign national was a crime that had been, what, prosecuted three times in its 60-year history prior to this year, and now there are people serving jail time for it. We have this system here that's going on, and quite frankly, I don't think, personally speaking, that the actions of any party as of today are something that they thought, hey, here's something we can do that's never been done before. Let's go ahead and give it a shot. I think that people have been following a practice that has gone on for decades. And I happen to believe that there is a belief that, okay, yeah, it's time for that practice to stop. It's time for that to end, and it ends when people end up getting prosecuted for it. That's
well, here we have, you know, Mueller was part of the Justice Department, and he had a lot of indictments that came out against Russians for the interference in the 2016 elections. But since Mueller left, there haven't been a whole lot of indictments through the Justice Department. Justice Department may be made aware of indictments that are coming down, but they're actually coming down in the state courts. And not with state. This is a state federal court, right? Yes.
No, this is United States District Court, Southern District of New York.
This is a federal court.
Yeah, I mean, state.
But that's not necessarily the Justice Department.
Well, it's the U.S. Attorney's Office.
There you go.
And so it's all under that umbrella. Look, even Mueller, when he came across something, if it was in a local jurisdiction, would refer it to that local
Correct.
Jurisdiction to handle. And
yes.
Let's also understand, Mueller's only been, it's only been, what, 4 months since he, 5 months since he gave his report and stepped down. When was it? March?
I think he last talked to, I think it was just in July when he last talked to Congress, though.
Yeah, but his investigation stopped in March. That's when he submitted his report. So we got April, May, June, July, August, September. So 6 months since he's been out, you know, they've got a lot of work there. It'll be interesting to see where individual U.S. attorneys go forward and what sort of precedent this sets for the investigation going forward. You know, we talked about how this might have a tie with the college admissions scandal, right? And I think one tie is there are people, when it comes to college admissions, who had money that, generally speaking, felt like if I had money, I could make a donation, I could grease his kids, do something to help my kid get into that school. Maybe not everybody went so far as paying off proctors to change test scores, but look, if I donate $100,000 for the building of your new wing here, can my kid go to your school? Can that happen? And stuff like that. Likewise, there are these political issues that happen with people talking with foreigners and then coming here and then doing all of this. Well, the game has changed. And I think people may be waiting to see where the dust settles. College admissions parents. Well, okay, what can I donate to help get my kid into school? Or is everything completely off limits? And, you know, with that, the dust has to settle to figure out what am I going to be prosecuted? What am I not going to be prosecuted for? And I think the same thing is true here with this political activity, foreign versus domestic, and money. And okay, where is the dust going to settle that allows me to know what I can and cannot do?
In other words, how can I either, A, game the system, or, B, accomplish what I want to accomplish by using my influence?
Yeah, there's those that want to figure out how to game the system. But I think there are also those who say, well, how do I engage in, where's the line for what is legal and what is not legal now? And so I think it's just sort of, I had raised this point. We talk during the week, Denise. We text back and forth and email about stories that we're going to do, and I had raised this point. I would be curious to see if anybody is tracking for this college admissions the total nationally. If you were able to take all of the charitable contributions to all institutions from all individuals nationally and just say, okay, if the number is X, if there is, say, in the next year or so, a reduction in the amount of those contributions based upon what we've seen here, because people either, A, don't want to contribute, or, B, are fearful that if they do, they'll be prosecuted, if there was any sort of in-kind exchange on admissions for those
donors. I suppose universities are now thinking, how can we retrench our strategies to attract big money donors so we can name the cafeteria after them so we can let their kids sneak in? I mean, do you suppose that they're kind of rethinking all of that?
Yeah, I would imagine so. I would imagine that. We're not going to get into the story, but that, and especially in California with universities having to deal now with a new California law that says that student-athletes can be paid commercially for their likeness and for that, which is a clear violation of NCAA rules, but California law says, yeah, go for it. That's going to re-arc the cards for recruiting.
I would dare say.
So what do you think that this political campaign indictments, what do you think is going to come of this? Because to me it looks like it's going to be like a sprawling web, number one, that there's going to be a lot of people trapped and brought up in this. And some of these people that are players in this that are outside of this exact indictment but have some influence as to it, some of them have, you know, it's been suggested that they've done some impropriety, and they also testified against Manafort. So this is a big thing. And Manafort was doing the same thing, only he was trying to influence Ukrainian elections. He wasn't necessarily coming to the United States to influence United States elections, but he was taking money to and receiving money and getting paid to help influence the Ukrainian elections, which is legal in Ukraine, by the way. It's not illegal like it is in the United States.
Do you want my conspiracy theory response?
Sure.
Which is always more entertaining. Up until this week, everybody seemed to be in the climate in the media seemed to be that Trump, Barr, and Giuliani were the unified three-headed monster going after Biden and doing all of this stuff. And maybe this is a red herring to make it look like there's a chink in that armor, the trifecta, because Barr basically signed off or agreed to let these two guys be...
Well, they're the fall guys.
They're the fall guys to keep up the appearance that maybe Giuliani and Barr aren't in cahoots to help Trump.
No, I think Giuliani is going to take the downside. That's my theory.
Could be.
I think he's going down, and he'll take the fall for Trump.
Or is it a political operation is the question you're asking, right?
You know, at this point, you can't rule anything out. Truth is stranger than fiction. We're at the end of our second hour.
Hey, stay with us. We have a third hour, and we're going to have a lot more fun. We've got a lot more topics for you.
And for your wrong number caller, no, Denise is not here. Well, not that Denise, another person named Denise. We'll take our last break of this hour. We'll continue with the program. Don't go away.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.